When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere. Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include...
All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Nicole. Nicole is a licensed beautician from Georgia. She's going to be talking to us about hair care. How are you doing this afternoon, Nicole?
I'm doing wonderful, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in today.
Okay, so we're going to start with what segment are we starting with? The natural hair care. We're going to talk about relaxers, new restructuring straightening systems that's out by design right now that I'm currently using on my hair, transitioning from natural to the new straightening system that's versatile, where you can wear your hair either in the straight phase or you can still go back to your natural curly look.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so that's what's currently out. So anybody, instead of doing the big chop, you have options, so you don't have to chop all your hair off at this present time, that you can go ahead and it helps reform the bonds, straightening your own hair, where you don't have to worry about that breakage that you would normally have when you first transitioning over from, a relaxer to going natural. So that's one of the newest things that we're doing right now currently in our salon. So that usually lasts between 2 to 3 months. So that's what I'm recommending to my clients that's trying to cross over from relaxers to natural hair, trends, giving them versatility.
Okay, not to cut the hair off.
This one you don't have to cut your relaxer off. Like some people that's going totally natural, they let their hair grow out. Like maybe when I first did, I went like 6-7 months. This one you don't have to do that. You can add a relaxer, say your last relaxer, and you can still cross over into this system that we're currently using without doing the big chop, without chopping off all your hair. And that's what I have. That's what I'm doing on my hair at this present time, me and the owner that where I work at. That's what we currently been using on clients that's coming in that don't want to go and cut all their hair off or go totally natural right away or wearing braids, because you still could do this, wear a roller sash, you could still go straight and you could still do your spiral looks without just totally having to worry about the excessive shedding that you normally get sometimes when you're trying to go all natural.
So that's what is this called?
It's called the restructuring strengthening system. I'm doing the one by design, and then the owner where I work is, you use the one basics that's by Nairobi. But they have different companies. Every company have their own brand. The brand that I choose to use right now is by Design Essentials. So that's what I'm wearing at this present time.
Okay. And I bet your hair looks beautiful.
It is. And it gives more silk. It's silkier. It has more body. And I can always go and have my natural texture, like with a natural wave pattern, and have that showing at any present time, So a lot of times people want to still be able to have that wavy look, but then when you keep on relaxing, you never get a chance to go into that phase. You never see that. So that's one of the newest things we're doing. We're going to start putting photos online and, getting our billboards and everything, for this new product that we're trying in the shop.
Okay.
And you
so
can
you
still
want to
color.
I'm
sorry?
Go ahead.
You can
go
still
ahead,
color your hair. You can do semi-permanent colors. You can still do all the same things that you've been doing. Even when you go natural, people still tend to color their hair. So this product, you stay with use your demis and use your semi-permanents and your temporary colors with this product.
Oh, okay. Sounds nice. I'm gonna have to let you do me up.
Yeah, I'll send you some photos. I have actually some pictures of me when I started mine when I did my first one, the before, the after, and the finished stage. So That's what I recommend. Also, people that have kids, you get a lot of people that have, like, multiracial kids that don't know what to do, how to maintain their hair. It's not harsh on the hair because it's not breaking down the bonds like a relaxer would. So we have a lot of people that out, you know, recommend that to them when they have young kids or kids that even if you have a curly texture hair, it makes a more defined curl. Even if you were natural curly and sometimes you have that frizz, it eliminates a lot of that too.
Oh, okay. All I've ever known about are relaxers and hair weaves and things like that. I've never heard. Well, I take that back. Let me take that back. I believe I have a relative who has something similar to that, but it's not exactly like you described because when a hair gets wet, I believe it reverts back to its natural state. Does this do that?
Yeah, this does that. Every time you wash it, you're going to see the hair wave up. It's not going to be like when you first have a relaxer, it's real straight. This is your natural texture, the wave pattern. It's going to show each time because in order for you to get it back straight, like we have, if you see someone, you would know they didn't have a relaxing hair. You would think they have a relaxer with this system because it straightens out the hair real nicely. But also when you're ready, it goes back to like a natural state, like somebody who has natural hair. So you see a person that before and after state, sometimes you wouldn't believe that, oh, they have just a temporary solution to, you know, order to get their hair straight. You would think they probably have a chemical in there, a regular relaxer, which, you know, that's why you have to see it. Sometimes a believing, seeing something makes people a believer. So if you go somewhere, like we're going to do demos on Mondays, we're going to have classes. So then we're going to be doing, you know, the system in here so people that way people can see. They can see for themselves. They can attend classes, and they can, you know, be shown how to do the same thing that we're doing currently in the salon where I'm at.
Okay.
So I do weaves. I do natural hair, and I'm not against weaves. I don't really do bonding, but I do sew-ins. We do sew-ins here, so.
Okay.
And I currently
do
have a sew-in.
In?
I'm sorry?
Do you do glue?
I don't do glue anymore. I don't use glue. I have a sew-in presently, even with this system, because I'm still trying to get my hair to grow back to a certain length. So I do go in between. Where I get my hair break, I wear my weaves. I'm not against weaves. And even with bonding, it's all type of new procedure they have to help cut back on the hair loss. A lot of time we do what we want to do, even as stylists, and we don't follow the proper protocol on how to maintain our hair. So it's all type of new things. That's why you have to go to trade shows. You have to invest in education because without education, you still get lost in the wind. So you have to always stay up on the new techniques and new procedures and things that they have. But I don't do bonding.
Okay.
I used to. Nothing. I never did, but I used to. I haven't done bonding on a client there in about almost 2 years now.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
I just don't get a lot of clients that ask me in here because I work for the sheriff's department. So a lot of time when I'm here, I'm constantly moving. I don't have time to stay in one spot. So we have other junior stylists that we'll pass that on to. That's all they're doing. Most of the clients that I'm servicing, many people color cuts, you know, even if it's, you know, permanent curls, it's natural curls, somebody getting spiral sets, I'm more into that type of stuff. And that's when I originally came out of school, that was my goal, and I'm getting back towards that. I'm getting back into that. I'm not always into the trend, what's the latest thing, because that don't mean it's the best thing. But, you know, I like to change up. Like, we could do wigs, you know, custom-made wigs, which does bonding. But then you also could put a plastic cap under there first, so that stuff is not on your hair. So I'm not against it. It's just that I don't have the time to do it. So I pass those things on to a junior stylist.
Okay. All right. It sounds wonderful what you're talking about, and it sounds like it has less break. You don't have to cut your hair all off, so that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But is it still considered a chemical what you're using?
It is amino acid. If you have a chem, you just come out of relaxer, you can still use this stuff the next month. It's not going to be like if you transition from, you can't go from a relaxer to a curly perm, what we call curly perms in our country, which is technically called a permanent wave. But you can go to a permanent wave and cross over to a relaxer quicker. With this product, you can have a perm, you can have a relaxer, and you could go back in and still use the same product because it's not altering the bonds like a relaxer would. So okay. You can use it. You can interchange. Like I can have this right now and then decide I'm going to relax my hair. It's not. It hasn't made a permanent change like the relaxer does. So they have some people who have already have like a curly texture. Some companies have you can use both. Somebody that's already curly, they just define their curl, they will use that one. Somebody that's mainly want to be straight like me, I'm using the one that's for the straightening. I'm not using the one that's just if I was wearing a curl all the time. Like somebody that may be natural and just want to define their curl pattern and their natural hair, I could use it on my son's hair, the one that's for the curly texture because he has a, his texture would just bring out his waves that's already in his hair.
Okay. All right. Okay. It sounds good. It sounds like it's real good. It's too good to be. It sounds wonderful. It sounds, you know, like something I would be interested in getting. I'm going to have to make a special trip to Atlanta for you. do you know, I don't know if you want to say this, but do you know the price range or something like that in Atlanta?
The price range in Atlanta is starting anywhere from what you just mentioned from 150 all the way to 200. Because this lasts you like three. You can go anywhere between 2 to 3 months. So this costs more because it takes more time to do it. It's like a double process. So a relaxer, you're just putting the chemical in, rinsing out, washing it. Versus this process, everything has to be done twice. So you got to wash your hair twice, you blow dry the hair twice, and you flat iron it twice. So it's going to cost twice the money, but the results are well worth it.
So it is your own hair, right?
It's your own hair, yes.
Too.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Does your hair grow while that's in? Do you know if it grows? Will it grow?
I've noticed growth in the people who have gotten it done. I know the hair has more body. Most time with the relaxers doesn't use the same type of body that we've been noticing with this product. So we have the owner that first started hers in here. Her hair has grown, and even when we wash it and it has been 2-3 months later, that it's not as tight. Her curl pattern is not as tight as it was when she was just going natural for like the last 2 years. It's just a little bit softer now that we've been using this particular product on her. And each time we've using it, it's gotten better. Her hair has grown because we were just flat ironing her hair at first. And now that we're using the product, you know, when people come in, the first thing they want to do is touch her hair. Because they're like, they can't believe that she is not relaxed.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. I think, like I said, I have a relative who has that. I'm pretty certain I do, but she doesn't want anybody to know it. And she has beautiful hair. What other advice do you have to give?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry, I missed that. Because I'm in the salon, so I have to move around while I'm doing. What did you say? I'm sorry, I missed that last question.
That's okay, Ms. Cole. What other advice do you have? Because I know you're a Georgia licensed beautician, so what other advice do you have to give about breakage when somebody's hair is breaking?
Somebody that has breakage, I advise that they just be honest. Because a lot of times we have people that come in the salon and we ask them their medical history or anything. A lot of people, they don't want to divulge everything, but that's fine. But they at the same time have to know that the person cannot properly maintain your hair. They don't know what they're working with. You have to stay hydrated. You need to drink a lot of water. If your hair is dry, you need moisture. So it's important that a person get frequent trims. And that you get moisture, like the steam hydration treatment is, to me, one of the best that you can use. And it's alternative to your at-home methods that you can do at home to make sure that you can get almost the same effect if you was in a salon. You got to invest in good products. I'm big into retailing. I'm not big into letting a client leave out of the shop and they're in the store trying to figure out what they need to buy because we're supposed to be write a prescription for them when they come into the shop. Get a consultation, find out what are their regimen at home, what type of styles are they wearing, and then we're supposed to get them a prescription, what we would call a prescription for them when they go home, what they should be taking with them to maintain the same look that we're trying to achieve in the salon to get that same look when they're away. So I'm not big into I have to see you every week. I'm just big into trying to communicate, trying to get you the best result that you can get, but all that, you have to have a certain kind of communication and be honest if you're going to be able to do this, if you're not, because you can't expect to come to a salon once a month and have the same desired look if you don't know what you're doing as somebody that comes every week.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what do you think about washing? How good should a woman wash her hair? African-American woman or any woman. Well, African-American,
well, every culture is different, and some people have very oily hair. So me, when I was wearing my hair mainly relaxed, I don't like limp hair. So me, I always wash my hair twice a week. I have clients that have, you got people that got psoriasis, they may need to wash their hair more frequent. You got some people that got very dry hair, they may need to wash their hair less frequently than somebody that has oily hair. But each person is different. So if you see each client, then we will recommend to them. Some people can go 2 weeks without washing their hair, and that's fine. I don't do every 2 weeks. I don't do once a week. I may do twice a week, then if they're working out. So a lot of factors, you know, play an important role in how frequent you're going to wash your hair. If you're working out, you sweat in your hair. Sweat builds up salt, and that causes hair also can become dry. So you need to be at least rinsing your hair, washing it, doing something to it until you get back to the shop. I don't care if you got to wrap it at home and let it air dry, because I let my hair wrap and air dry, and it dries at night. So my thing is, everybody's different. Every case is different. And until you get to know people, know what their daily activities are like, then we can start prescribing how often or recommending to a person how often they should be washing their hair. Some people go 2-3 weeks and they're just fine, and somebody else can go a few days before they start having issues.
Okay. All right. The reason I was asking about washing is because I wash my hair about once a week, and I find that I have very dry hair, brittle
okay.
hair. And that's why I was asking.
That would be different. If your hair is very dry, then also what products are you using? Sometimes it's also the product that you're using. Are you on medication, or are you drinking enough water? Like me, I'm a big caffeine drinker. So just if I drink 4 cups of coffee a day, then I know I may need to drink. I have at least double the amount of water that I'm taking in, because caffeine is a diuretic. So a lot of time, our eating habits, whatever we take it in, it comes out through our skin, our pores, and our hair.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need more moisture. If your hair is very dry, then you have to go to the stylist. They recommend that, okay, I know your hair is dry and brittle, then we're going to give you deep moisturizing. You may come to me in for the first month. I may want you to come in, first of all, give you a trim and give you a steam hydration treatment and get you back on track, and we monitor you for that month to see how everything is going. So there's several things that you can do. Some things, you may do a double cocktail on somebody who has very dry hair.
What's a double cocktail?
We may be using a moisturizer along with an argan oil and doing it that way for somebody that's very dry. Then I may have to give you something for you to take home and start putting on your hair maybe once or twice a week and go from that point, like a moisturizing, like some of the people have moisturizing creams, design. All the bigger companies have things that some folks need their hair that's dry. Yeah, we put that on at night and you wrap it up, brush it. We have to get back into the regimen. When we was growing up, how they say you do 100 strokes, your grandparents brush their hair a lot, because we're trying to stimulate the sebaceous glands in your scalp. Because some people have overactive sebaceous glands, we get them very oily hair, and some people have underactive sebaceous glands, and that can also be a result of also why your hair is dry. So it's several things,
okay.
And that's why you have to talk to people.
Okay. All right. Mr. Cole, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Is there anything you'd like to tell the listening audience?
You can look me up at MillionaireWe52 Salon, Jonesboro, Georgia. I'm always willing to take questions. Send me an email at Miss Nikki, MS.NIKKII@yahoo.com with any of your health questions, and I will sure get back to you and try to get your prescription. And we have open line of communication, and we can get on the fast track to getting things better between you and your stylist or you at home. If you're not able to get to a salon or get you those products, can be shipped to you. That's recommended, and get you the stuff that you need to be maintaining your own hair until you can get back on track to get into a salon.
Nicole, I have a question. Do you make home visits or you don't?
At this present time, I don't do home visits. No, I don't. I do not do home visits. I would only do a home visit for something basic, but like a washing service, no. I wouldn't do it. Maybe just initially come out and look at a person and tell them they have to be, like, very sick. You know, I'm starting to get with a company that go to the nursing home. That's different than actually just going to a client's home. I already work with a mobile service that goes out. It actually starting up a mobile service. My friend back in Miami had one. She's trying to start one up here. Then I may get more involved in doing a mobile service to people home.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Please give your information again to be contacted.
ms.nikkii@yahoo.com. I can be reached on my business line at 404-819-7442.
All right, thank you. Thank you for coming
thank
on Show
you.
Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. All right, listen, we have on the phone with us tonight Ms. Nicole. Ms. Nicole is a licensed beautician from Georgia, and as you can tell, she's very good at what she does. She'll be back every other Monday. And then you heard what she was saying about the mineral acids and things for the hair. So, you know, she gave her contact information, so look her up. And if you're in Atlanta, give her a visit because she's very good at what she does and she's very professional. All right, listeners, we're going to go to a break. We're going to listen to some commercials, and then we're going to come back.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumping. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks that will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
You might see me with your girlfriend. North Highland, which is off of Ponce de Leon. So it's a very elongated district. I like to merge some of the cultures and the racial disparities and the bring people together to realize that people are people. And I think that I can do that with a district that stretches across so many just different types of beautiful people. Also, in addition to that, I look forward to addressing equality for all issues. I look forward to getting on, working on the blight issues that are between Freedom Parkway and Ponce de Leon for Boulevard. I wonder why Boulevard looks like it does on those particular segments. Excuse me, I'm walking while I'm talking to you. But
okay.
I look forward to addressing some of those blighted issues because, you know, that's a pretty rough stretch on Boulevard right there between Freedom Parkway and Ponce de Leon, and I want to get in there and help people out with that because I think it can be a better area. In addition to that, I want to solve and work on some of our homeless problems. Nobody's addressing homelessness in Atlanta. I mean, we've got a lot of businesses in the Edgewood Retail District and also at the end of Ponce de Leon, North Highland, that are being impacted by homeless people doing what they do, just being, you know, being themselves, I guess. And we need to, you know, find better ways to have them interwoven into the community and give them something to do where they can be actually productive citizens if they choose to. But I think a lot of our businesses are being impacted by them, and I've gotten a lot of issues when I walk the district, a lot of people complaining about that. But in addition to that, I mean, I got a long list. You got all day
long
for that?
Long list. Okay, what sets you apart from your opponent? What sets you apart from your opponent?
Well, first and foremost, hold on. I'm not gay. I'm straight. And hold on. I'm exchanging my stuff with my wife. Okay, I'm going to get back outside. The question was, what sets me apart? I think my work ethic, yes, my work ethic and integrity and how I've actually been organized. I'm very organized. I bring that to the community, my experience. If you look at my campaign is very well run. I don't mind difficult issues. I like confrontational issues. I thrive in confrontation, to be honest with you. I think as far as my organization, if you look at my website, if you look at some of the people that follow me, how my campaign is spread out throughout the district, we know how to attack an issue in an organized fashion to resolve that issue, you know. I have a strong, extensive network and database that network spans across the entire United States, and I've used that network to bring opinions and to bring ideas into State House District 51, especially when trying to educate people about pentachlorophenol, which is a carcinogenic substance, which you smell sometimes in East Point behind crystals. I can sponsor, I talk to state representatives and mayors all across the country to help conflict resolution in regards to issues and relating with issues. And not only that, I reach across the aisle. I have a great relationship with Democrats as well as Republicans, and I think that State House District 58 will have two great representatives to choose from. However, I want to keep it on the issues. And I've always, you know, what separates me is that I'm willing to work hard and walk the district to learn the issues to represent the people. And I want the people to consider me a conduit to enhance their quality of life. And when I mean that, when I say that, that means that I'm willing to go door to door to hear their issues and to use my organization to address their issues. And I have a constituency service base office. That means that my cell number is 770-616-2130. And I can say that on the air. I can say anybody can call me. It's public. I don't care because as an elected official, you can call me on my cell phone first. And then I'm going to send you to my secretary in second and third, you know, after you talk to me. I'm very down-to-earth in that regard, and I don't think that you can actually be for the people if you're not willing to talk to the people. And I'm willing to talk to the people because I think that's the only way that you can be on point with your issues. I was the first elected official and the only elected official for at least 3 months to ask for Dr. Hall, the superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools, to resign, because everybody and their mother knew she was cheating. Any knucklehead knows that you can walk down the street and ask some of our children to divide 12 by 4, and all I got was a bunch of grunting. Why'd you ask me that question? We could tell that there was something going on in our communities with our young folks. And over the course of 11 years, up to 600,000 kids have potentially been disenfranchised out of their education. And I didn't care who she was friends with. I didn't care that she was friends with very powerful people in the city. When she was hurting children as a father, I asked for her to be resigned, for her to resign. And that's number one, because children come first. I've done a lot of, you know, issues like that. And that's how I run my office. I believe in service, public service, not bouginess, you know. So that might, I don't know if that sets me apart, but that most definitely lets me stand out.
That sets you apart. Yes, it does. Tell us about HB 206. Tell the listeners about HB 206, even though it's not from Georgia, would like to know about that.
Which one is HB 206? Now, I'm good, but I'm not, you know, I need help sometimes, too.
I'm sorry. HB 206 is the one to deal, I believe it has to do with the school system and things like that.
Are you saying 1162, the charter bill, or HB, because we have H, I mean, there's plenty of numbers right there, so which, refresh my memory, which one you're trying to.
206, hold on, we'll go on to something else.
Okay.
Why did you originally decide to run for office?
Because I got tired of people saying no. I got tired of people being bougie, elected officials being bougie. I got tired of elected officials in my community of 30310 thinking that they were gods and that people should pay homage to them. We had real issues. I'm an NPU person. That means I grew up in the NPU, which is the neighborhood planning unit for my community. I love NPUs. I don't usurp the NPU process. So I faithfully attended NPU X, Z, and R, and any NPUS that I could attend to just to find out, you know, the filaments in the community. I think that there was a disconnect between elected officials in Southwest Atlanta and the people. And this kind of, you know, elected officials were thumbing their noses to people. Meanwhile, some of the blighted issues weren't getting addressed. Why are our houses worth nothing? Why can't we find any salads or a good produce in our areas? Why can't we call our elected officials? Why do we have to set an appointment to see folks and stuff like that? Why can't we just reach out and talk to people? And those are all things, you know. Why does Supergiant Foods meat smell so bad? I mean, you know, where's the green meat? Why are they doing that? Why can't we find a breast of chicken in Kroger instead of leg and thigh quarters? I just had to answer all these questions. And then liquor stores and things all over the place. And then you go to other sides of town, they seem to be a little bit more organized. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going on now. You got me preaching now.
No. Okay. I understand what you're saying. We just recently got a fresh produce stand here where I live at, so I'm real happy about it. It's been about a year now, year and a half. Back to HB 206. It's a whistleblower protection legislation that protects state employees, including teachers, who report instances of fraud, waste, or abuse within government agencies. And I just pretty much answered my own question, but
I'm sorry. That's my own piece of legislation. I should know better, but I deal with so many issues. Because I answer my phone a lot of times, I get scatterbrained. But HB 206, my mama was a teacher, and all my family, I've got over 40 members of my family that were educators, and it was appalling what Dr. Hall was doing to teachers, you know? And teachers had nowhere to go.
Okay, you already covered that. I'm sorry about that. That's my error.
That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine. So that's why I was the bill to protect teachers, in summation. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It says you were a consistent defender of the martyr. You were proud to stand with the people of Georgia and vote against HB 1052. What was that about? Why did you vote against that?
Well, I felt that I'm tired of having, you know, MARTA and the citizens of Fulton County in DeKalb you know, not getting any reparations for the $20 billion that we put forth with MARTA. We've been paying a tax, a one-penny sales tax for MARTA for over 20 years, which equates to about $20 billion. And the state of Georgia wants to act like Fulton County and DeKalb hasn't done that. I'm tired of MARTA being lambasted and not getting what they need. Other transportation systems, the states that they are within, invest in their system. And so my thing is right here. Don't bend over and take it from the state for so long. If the state's going to do that and abuse MARTA, which is a great-run company, I mean, there isn't an agency in America that hasn't had some kind of financial problems with this last recession that we had since 2008, you know? I think we found some very reputable financial companies. Every agency has had some kind of thing or financial mishaps. And yet, in our state government, they want to scrutinize MARTA for everything. And when it comes down to it, MARTA needs, the state shouldn't be voting on MARTA's behalf anyway. Fulton and DeKalb delegations should have the power to decide for what's going to happen with MARTA, and MARTA should be able to pay for its own maintenance costs, and MARTA should have some investment with the state, period. The state needs to invest in MARTA and get over with it. I think it's flat-out racist that Cobb County and Gwinnett and those don't want MARTA. The Henry County, yet at the same time, they benefit from MARTA's success. They benefit because MARTA is the economic generator for the entire state of Georgia. The city of Atlanta is the economic generator. And when MARTA does good, the city of Atlanta does good. This MARTA performed brilliantly during the Olympics. And
yes,
the city of Atlanta got a good reputation for that. And so the state of Georgia benefited economically from that because the state gets taxes from the city of Atlanta, you know? And so my thing is right here, if the state won't give us what we want, then you know what? Just shut it down there. I'm not gonna vote for any more quarter steps, any more little steps just so you can give me 1 second of progress, or just so you can give me a little reprieve. Give me my whole thing. Give me the whole thing that I deserve. Let Fulton County and DeKalb take caucus positions. And say when you know, when they vote on MARTA, it's not Fulton and DeKalb voting for decisions about MARTA. They will actually usurp the process, and the legislator will bring it to the whole floor, which is 179 colleagues. They might be from Tifton, Georgia. They might be from South Georgia. They might be from up north in Braselton, Georgia. And these folks are voting on MARTA, and they have nothing at stake. Why should somebody from Tifton decide what's going to happen with MARTA when people have been paying for it in Fulton County? I know I've been paying high taxes like crazy for MARTA, and I don't want anybody else. I wouldn't come to your house and tell you how to rearrange your furniture, and just you have to sit there and deal with it. And that's what's been happening with Atlanta in regards to MARTA. And so I want MARTA to have its own feasibility. And I think Dr. Beverly Scott has done an amazing job leading MARTA. She's done an amazing job leading MARTA. But I'm just not ready.
Okay.
You know, if you hit me one time and stuff like that, I'm not going to give you another opportunity, period.
Okay.
So it's either all or nothing. And it's time that some folks should say no to Republicans in regards to their control and their handicap in our system.
So what you're saying is they made over $20 billion, perhaps, approximately estimated on the MARTA, but yet they're not putting anything into MARTA. Is that what you're saying? Is that my understanding? That's my understanding. Am I correct?
Well, sort of like that. You're almost correct. Fulton and DeKalb
almost
have been, since MARTA's inception, since MARTA was created, Fulton and DeKalb, we've had a 1/5 sales tax placed upon the citizens of Fulton and DeKalb. Yeah, I don't know if you buy a cup of soda, if you buy a can of soda from the gas station, you're going to pay 8 cents on the dollar, just about, or maybe 9. I forgot which it is today. But if you go to Cobb County, that's less because they don't have the 1 penny sales tax. And then one of those pennies goes to MARTA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for 20 years we've been collecting and assessed that tax. And yet, if you paid for something, wouldn't you want acknowledgement that you paid for something? If you bought a cup of coffee, wouldn't you want control over what you do with that cup of coffee?
Yes.
You know? So I'm just saying that's the same thing with Fulton and DeKalb. And other municipalities such as, let's say, D.C. or Salt Lake City, Utah. I mean, any place with a Detroit. I guess Detroit has a horrible rail system, but
any city with a major rail system like New York, for instance, the state pays and contributes towards the cost and subsidizes the cost of MARTA. If the state wants to actually make decisions for MARTA, or the airport for that matter, then the state needs to cough up some money and start deliberating on it. Put your money where your mouth is, you know? But the bill in question, it's more so like a protest. Sometimes we do protest votes. And that bill right there, I just couldn't support it because I didn't feel like it did enough for MARTA, and I'm tired of these little incremental steps. And I don't care about whatever little shiny little ornaments you put inside the bill to tantalize me to try to get me to do something. I know what the mere focus is. The mere focus is to actually patronize me and give me just a little dang a little something in front of me so that I'll vote for this so you can get what you want. And I'm just tired of that compromise right there. MARTA needs to get what it needs to get, period.
All right.
Okay.
What most do you want the voters to know about you as a politician? Because I already can tell, and my listeners can tell, that you are very passionate about what you speak about, not just MARTA, but HB 206 and all those different things.
I love my people, and I love my city, baby. I'm from the A, you know? You can find me in the A. I'm very passionate about it. The public service work is like serving in the military, and I have a fiduciary relationship with the constituents that I serve. So when you call me, I treat it like that. I don't use the General Assembly as a stepping stone to launch me into some other place. I use it to better people's lives. And it's a special opportunity to serve in the General Assembly. It's special because you can actually bless people. And when that happens, when you're in a position like that, wouldn't you want to bless as many people as possible? So
yes.
I want my constituents to know that I'm in it for the right reasons. I'm driving a raggedy 1981 Mercedes 300 TD station wagon right now with hardly any brakes on it, you know? And it's public, sir. I'm willing to make that sacrifice right now in this office. And the worst thing to me and the most costly thing to me is when I get home to some of these neighborhood meetings, which I'm headed to one now, and my little four-year-old son, Ralphie, is asleep, and I missed him, you know? But while I'm serving in this office, and you look at the blighted conditions of Southwest Atlanta, and you look at what people are going through, you know, financially and stuff, and the state of people, period, I think it takes leadership and sacrifice, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to do that while I'm in office. So I put my finances and stuff like that on hold. My wife and I, you know, we've raised a lot of money, but we've put forth a lot of money in my campaign, a lot of it, you know, a lot of money in my office. It costs me money to be a state rep because we only make $17,000 a year, period.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was taking over your radio, wasn't I?
No, that's okay. Go ahead. I thank you very passionate, Representative Ralph Long. I hope you're reelected in the state of Georgia, even though I'm from Florida. I was there just based off what you said in your record. I would vote for you if I was a resident of Georgia, but since I'm not, I put you on. That's why I put you on my radio show, because I heard about you.
Oh, okay.
All the way here in Florida. Yeah.
Can I get a plug? Tell all your friends to be my friend on Facebook.
Okay, are you looking for any financial support? I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything. Some people don't, but are you looking for your campaign? Are you looking for contributions?
I am no fool. You can go to ralphlongiii.com, ralphlongiii.com. I have a contribute button on my website. And that's State Representative Ralph Long. Make checks if you want to send checks to P.O. Box 11372, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. Make checks out to the committee to elect Ralph Long. And if you look on my website, I also have a Facebook link. I think it's Facebook.com/MindSweat, MindSweat. Be my friend on Facebook so you can get involved on these issues and stuff because we just haven't made it just yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I have a couple of more questions, and then I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Now, you might not know about this, I'm in Florida, and I was told that a lot of the funds to Florida education. So I'm going to ask you this. This is a question of my own. This all of my questions are my own, but does the Georgia Lottery currently fund any portion of funding for Georgia schools? I just want to know
yes.
that. Do you know?
Yes, yes, and yes, and there's a significant portion that goes towards the Hope Scholarship. We have a Hope Scholarship here in Georgia, and the Georgia Lottery contributes greatly to that, you know. And we,
okay.
at the state, most definitely regulate that pretty heavily.
Okay.
And that's a good thing about the lottery. I mean, I was very disappointed. You know, I'll tell you something. My wife and I had packed all our bags and stuff because we just knew we won that $600 million ticket and stuff, and we were disappointed when that $600 million ticket didn't come through and we had to come back. And we were wondering why we were packing. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I was like, why was I packing? I'm going to leave all that stuff behind anyway if I won that $600 million. I think I'll leave the door open, you know. So
okay.
We were very disappointed with that. Well, definitely, yes.
Well, your wife must be a great lady. Behind every
oh,
great
man
is a great lady. So I know she's
she is
a wonderful
the wind beneath
and
my
a great
wings.
Lady. She is the wind
yep.
beneath your wings. Well, tell
yep.
Ms. Long that Angela Butler is rooting for her and her husband to get back in office.
Well, thank you, Ms. Butler. And you be my friend on Facebook, too, okay, if you're not already. I think
yes,
you are,
sir.
Aren't you?
I will. I will. Thank you. And one day I hope to live in Atlanta.
And I want to give
our
my chief of staff. I want to give my chief of staff, DeAndre Pickett, Dexter Grady, and Alina, my intern. I want to tell them I love you guys. You guys are a blessing. Have come to me. I have paid these people pennies on the dollar. I mean, you know, and they've just been there awesome. I want to thank my wife, Erica Long. You know, always give her a good shout out because without my family, I mean, I couldn't stand up and be in a position to actually be a state rep and take on and tackle the issues that I've been taking on. You know, so I'm very blessed with that. And thank you, Angela. I appreciate you, too, for allowing me to be on your radio show. And I hope that one day this blows up.
Long. And if you want to put this on your Facebook page, feel free to do so.
Okay, well, then send me a link. I put everything on my Facebook page. You know, send me the link. Let
all
me know
right.
what's up. Okay,
all
well,
right.
thanks so much. You have a blessed day now.
Thank you. You bye-bye. Too, sir. Bye. Listeners, we've had with us tonight Representative Ralph Long from Georgia. He's State House District 58 that he's running for election for. We're going to listen to some music, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit, and then we're going to end the show.
Excuse me, how you doing, love? Can I tell you that you're looking real, real nice with your sundress on? Girl, you're as pretty as the sky. I'm not the one to spit game or be the one to drown you with words. I just want to know your name, and then I'ma give you mine in return. Your lips, your eyes. Girl, you gotta know that you are one of a kind. Tell me this, are you messing with some other guy? And if not, then maybe I can call you later on tonight and see what's going down.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you.
Chill with you.
Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food.
Oh, 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 oh.
I just wanna get
yeah.
to know you. Chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, yeah.
Now excuse me, miss, can I tell you this? Your beautiful skin's like a perfect 10. Your smile, your style, your sexiness look way more sweeter than a Hershey kiss. And you wearing that dress with them shoes and the rest, I can tell that you walk around with confidence. And I really like the way you smell. Girl, I love the way you carry yourself. Like, whoa. Yeah, I know you done heard this before, but I'm about to tell you some more. That you're really, really, really beautiful. From head to toe, like, whoa. I really wanna take it slow, so we can reach that last level, where we both get that perfect glow. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh, afternoon. I wanna know if I can get the chance to chill with you. Then maybe go catch a movie and grab some food. I just wanna get to know you. Then maybe I can get the chance to wake up next to you and tell you good morning. Oh.
Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Just sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Just sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Sit back, relax. Just sit back.
All right, listeners, that was Reverb Braxton. He can be found on Reverb Nation. That's R-E-V-E-R-B-N-A-T-I-O-N. That's www.reverbnation.com. Also, let's not forget April Smith Hall. She's the CEO of Butterfly Cosmetics. Don't forget to cater to our business at www.butterflycosmetics.com. And let's not forget Demetrius Stewart. Demetrius Stewart is the owner of AtlantaEditionMagazine.com. That's www.AtlantaEditionMag.com. Don't forget to cater to her business. And she also has an online cable show coming out. And she's supposed to be on a new show that's coming out on Power News Radio on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about control issues. And it's still be found here at www.blogtalkradio.com. Let's not forget Mr. Conti Contino, the inventor of More Time to Sleep. That's www.mtts.com. Don't forget to cater to his business. He's an inventor. And don't forget to buy the More Time to Sleep product. And next we're going to hear some more music, and then we're going to end the show.
Kaiko.
All right, listeners, that was Looch the Don, and that's Don's Beauty. The Don's Beauty. Don't forget to check him out on buy his CD and his single. He has a website, so don't forget to check out Looch the Don. All right, listeners, this is going to end it for Show Talk with Angela Butler. Anyone who wants to advertise with the show can call me at 850-326-4080. And let's not forget the advertisers and sponsors and things like that cater to them. And thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight. And I also like to thank Nicole for coming on, giving her beauty tips. It was wonderful what she talked about. I'm very interested in that hair product with amino acids. Sounds heavenly. And I also thank Representative Ralph Long from Georgia, State House District 58 is where you go to vote for him. If you care to vote for him, and I was just going to say, if I was there, that would probably be who I voted for also. All right, listeners, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good night.